I've been stuck with this word compassion. As I read and reread the lessons for today, I kept coming back to the sentence from today's gospel where Mark tells us directly, as Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion for them, as they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Jesus had compassion on them. And on first blush, it may even seem like Jesus is compassionate to a fault. After all, today's reading begins with Jesus' disciples returning to him from their missions all across the Mediterranean and telling him all that they had done and taught. And his immediate response is to invite the disciples to come with him to rest. Jesus is offering them a vacation, a chance to refresh themselves, to be renewed. But they land on the shore, and they are greeted by a huge crowd. And instantly, Jesus abandons any notion of seeking rest, and instead has compassion for them. It looks like Jesus is putting others before his disciples. The group Jesus is tending to is not part of his inner circle. It's not the apostles. Now, most of the time, I think at least in English, we associate the word compassion with something akin to pity. Did Jesus pity them? It's not like this in other languages. The Greek word that Mark uses is translated, that it gets translated as compassion, means something much deeper, something much more visceral. It means a deep sense of concern and empathy. Literally, it means to have the bowels yearn. Jesus' bowels yearned to end the suffering of the people that he encountered. If we look at Latin, it brings together two words, cum, meaning with, and passio, meaning suffering. Compassion is literally suffering with others. Or as the Dalai Lama has said, compassion is the feeling of unbearableness at the sight of other people's suffering. To have a godlike level of compassion, we cannot be happy unless those around us are happy as well. But Jesus, he's ever so sneaky, and he never does anything without a purpose. And he told his disciples that he would take them to a deserted place, literally a desert or a wilderness. And that was where they would find rest and refreshment. The same word can also mean to die. I don't think Jesus ever intended to give his disciples the kind of rest that they assume. This is the same Jesus who heals on the Sabbath, after all. Now, throughout the Bible, wilderness is a place of testing, of rest, yes, but also of encountering God and building a new community. Moses announces Joshua's appointment as Israel's new leader, the one who will lead them into the wilderness by saying that he does not want to leave them like sheep without a shepherd. The same reason Jesus feels compassion for the people today. And as frustrated as those disciples may have been and not getting their promised rest and relaxation, Jesus is teaching them firsthand what God's reign is actually like, what Jesus' community will be marked by. It's about going out to people, meeting them where they are, and embracing them in their suffering in such a way that you cannot help but to suffer alongside with them. Jesus very literally takes the disciples into the wilderness to refresh them, to teach them to die to themselves, and to create a new community centered around compassion. And fortunately for all of us, it's actually pretty easy to improve your compassion skills. Yeah, you can train yourself to become more compassionate. It turns out it's pretty easy. A study out of the University of Toronto found that one way to do this is just to read more novels. That's it. Simply reading more fiction can excite your imagination in such a way that it is observable on an MRI. And in those stories, encountering others' motives and situations improves our feelings of compassion for them, even when all we're doing is reading. Another way, more studied way, more costly way of is to have positive interactions with members of groups that we see as strange or even other. Just a few of these interactions can have a learning effect on your brain and increase your ability to be compassionate to those who are different. Jesus doesn't ever want us to be comfortable with suffering. Compassion we feel towards others should actually shake us to our very core. It should cause a yearning in our bowels. But it also takes practice. Unlike Jesus, we are not all God. So Jesus set an example for his disciples to go and be with the people who are outside their comfort zone, their inner and safe circle of friends. My charge for you is the same: to go out into the world, to go out into your neighborhoods, your societies, your places of work, and your schools. Go there. Go to the places that scare you, the places that you fear because of things that you don't like about yourself or about others. Go to the places that you do not like because they are different. Go to the places that are new to you. Go there and sit. Continue doing these things any place that you encounter suffering, until any hate or apathy or annoyance or fear that you feel for yourself and others breaks your heart. Then let it break. Sit with that. And then let it be resurrected as love.